hey, Arif, what we want to do, we're right now turning over £5 million a year. We're going to take it to 30, 40, 50 million pounds a year. I was like, right, hold on. So how we did it, this is what we're going to talk about, the strategies that we implemented for that business to go from 5 million to 30 million within a very short amount of time. All right, so let's roll. So as I said, we are very specific towards Amazon only. This is an Amazon only brand, but we had to branch out in a couple of other platforms to make that happen. So here is how. Number six is customer experience and reviews. To build a successful brand, you need to always make sure they're engaging with the clients very effectively. You cannot do that alone. That's why your team of customer experts or customer services would take that responsibility. So there are certain people who would be in your team who would take care of just the after sale with customer feedback. That's what their job is. All day long, full time, that's what one person does. Customer service, feedback, and after sales service, making sure people are happy. So getting people to engage, such as leaving a review, feedback, key factor in your brand success, as well as ensuring that you have decent relationship with your clients so they can recommend you and also share your post or share your products on their socials is also a big factor in your brand exposure. So in order to achieve those, you need to make sure that you implement a strategy for actual customer relations and feedback. Not only that, as soon as you receive a positive feedback, you do need to reply to that. As soon as you receive a positive review, you also do need to attend to that, either on your website, on Amazon, maybe you can't, but in some cases you can, and both on Shopify or maybe another platform or social media, you can. You need to make sure you have a reply and engage with the customers. Also, if you do receive any negative feedback or negative reviews, do take it seriously, a lot more seriously than the positive ones, because that customer just blessed you by criticizing you, giving a negative review or negative feedback, showing you what your weaknesses are. Maybe this is what you need to improve to move to the next million. So treat it as a gold mine. Take it seriously, and also at the same time, make sure you implement and sort out the problem so it doesn't reoccur, but learn, take the positive things. Why did it go wrong? What happened? Maybe something is broken within the organization, or maybe something is fixing within the organization. It could be the chain from suppliers to your warehouse up to the customer. What is it? Figure it out. So it doesn't cost you any more money. You don't get more negative feedback. And also it improves the customer's experience. Boom, you're doing great. Number seven, inventory management and fulfillment. So that was our next strategy that we actually had to look up. What do you talk about that? Even this is a £5 million business, they had it all sorted, all figured out. Trust me, they did, but not to a level they should go to 30 or 50 million. It's simply because it's so crucial so your system doesn't break. You remember the systems and procedures we talked about in number one? So number seven connects to that. How does that work? So it's not just about forecasting your stock and making sure that you never run out of stock and you don't have a break period between fulfilling that stock. What I mean by that, container number one, say, has come in on the 30th of January, and container number two, it has landed in the port on 10th of February. That's already 10 days sales gone, right? Had a break. By the time it gets delivered and you're ready, that'll be another week or 10 days. That's 20 days lost. You're paying all the bills, product not in stock. Also, you are losing your ranking and customer exposure at the same time. Not a very smart business. So into what you need to make sure, you have enough cash and forecast is pretty solid, and always order 10, 20% extra if you're having this problem in the past. So fix this problem, guys. Don't give a gap in that stock inventory. That is the key killer of e-com brands, and they fall behind so much by weeks and months over the years because of the same problem. So as you fix that inventory, we look at the fulfillment, because it's not just a product coming to your 3PL or Amazon warehouse. What happens next? How does it get fulfilled? Yes, Amazon fulfills it, but don't forget the 10, 20% is going through Shopify store due to the actual strategy we created to get more exposure of the brand just outside Amazon. We have to make sure you have a 3PL in place, because Amazon also costs a lot of money in terms of storing the products and fulfilling the products. It eats out a lot of profit. So having a 3PL reduces the cost of storing and fulfilling maybe more than 50%. I'm serious, even maybe 60, 70%. That's how expensive Amazon can be. It's ridiculous. So you have to consider having either your own warehouse, which you don't recommend, because that's another responsibility. 3PL is the way to go. There are plenty of 3PLs in the UK, USA. You can Google it. We're not affiliated with anybody. We don't care who you go with, but make sure you go with somebody reputable. Okay? So 3PL warehouses are the ways at that level to make sure they handle all the products in fulfillment, and we have to go through the processes again to ensure it gets fulfilled properly. These were another key factors that we followed in this strategy. So far, I hope you have enjoyed the video. Like I said before, if you have come this far, you're obviously finding values. Do us a favor, guys. Press the like button and click subscribe and leave a comment if you need our help or if you didn't understand part of the video. We'll be more than happy to put a reply for you and make it special for you. Next is number 8, and that comes to strategic pricing and promotions. Now, strategic pricing and promotions are very, very crucial when you have overstock, as well as when you have a new competitor who is absolutely throwing money towards beating your listing. So you have to keep that in mind. And also when it comes to the hot season, you'd put extra stock in your shelves, but you need to get rid of them quick. And also sometimes you need to get Amazon badge, like, I don't know, a sale badge or similar, or not Amazon choice badge exactly, but coupon badge. This put extra attention on your listing. That's why looking to the promotion and pricing is very important, because the actual seller badges that you get on Amazon puts extra attention to your listing compared to your competitors, and people are tempted to click the button. And that's a CTR. And once you get that, then basically you improve your ACoS by impressing people with your images and listings to buy the product. That's how it works in the chain. To have the competitors analysis in place, you must have dedicated strategy in place to ensure that everybody's looking at the data, or the actual person dedicated reporting to the right person who is in charge of the marketing. And this way you can run various promotions, either your own store or actual Amazon. And also there are loads of deals you can run through on Amazon based on that to just make your sales exposure much more improved and better than ever. It's not just that, it also, as you sell more on a sale or promotion and the pricing strategy is correct, you get a lot more organic ranking, and you get so many more badges, such as like Amazon seller badge, seller choice badge, as well as bestseller badge. So keep these things in mind. As soon as you get these badges, you're just flying. Your products are selling into thousands. Right, guys, so I hope this makes sense. And let's move to the next one, which is number 9, data-driven decision-making. Now, why is data-driven decision-making is important? We are not running a child's game here. We are doing everything based on the actual data, what we're getting, because we already had a £5 million business, right? We got plenty of data to play through. Even though we launched new products, still we have a decent amount of experience into the market already. So we had to go through, find all the data from the Amazon reports. Less reliant on software here, because Amazon does produce enough data if you know how to read them properly from the actual Amazon Seller Central. You just need to learn Amazon Seller Central A to Z, how it works, because rest of the software that you see, the fancy ones in the market, they actually take the information from Seller Central and they reproduce it for you in a different dashboard. That's all they're doing. Yeah, they might be adding their own strategies, fancy heads and tails, but it doesn't matter. You're too smart for it. And you can make the decision based on the actual data you get from Amazon directly. To be honest, Amazon has got so many ways to display the data that will help you to improve your sales even better, because it's at their best interest, right? Because more you sell, more money they make. That's how it is. Everybody's in the same game. So data was a big factor. We had to gather real data from Amazon Shop itself and Amazon Seller Central itself. And then we had to make decisions, and we had to also see which data will be flowing in which department, who makes what decision, categorize those data. So it helps all the teams. We had a TV, we had 2 or 3 whiteboards to make sure nobody's missing out the data. It's not just printing and throwing it on their desk. Nobody's going to look into it. They're just going to forget it. We have to make it extra special, important. On the TV, certain data on a daily basis, on an hourly basis flowing, attending to certain department. On the whiteboard, this. Okay, this is how much we've reached this much. So within this 2 years' time, okay, this month from 5 million, we went to 8 million, 9 million. Next 3 months, we went to 7 million, 6 million. It's like that. So any major changes we're doing is just whiteboard, attention, and clapping, getting attention of the people. You've seen loads of movies, haven't you? So it's no different than that. Your organization is as special as that. All right. So data-driven decision was a key factor, making sure everybody has hands-on information in actual all the departments so they can get the actual data from Amazon platform. So somebody was in charge, like for example, there's the actual manager who was operating the wholesaler central, making sure the health was good. He was very good at the data. So it was his responsibility to distribute the data, which data is relevant to which department, making sure everybody gets the information. And everybody can then make decisions based on the data. And pretty much everybody had access to the Seller Central using SOAP user access, and they had access to a certain data and report anyway. So this is how we designed the actual data-driven decision-making in that organization. Now, last but least, let's move to the next one, continuous innovation and adaptation. You cannot grow a business nowadays without being innovative. You need to know what's going on in the market. What trends are there? Is your product moving from A to B? It's like, you know, everybody had a diesel engine, suddenly out of nowhere, electric engine, then hydrogen engine, you know, just loads of things changing. Every brand have to know their market, and you have to innovate as well at the same time. If you're selling, you know, a certain type of electronics, for example, and it's just basic electronics, but the market's more moving towards a smart electronics, where are you? Are you looking into that? Are you being innovative to adjust the trend and also adapt yourself to the changes? This was our number 10. I don't think I have to explain anything more than that on this one. So I want to keep it short and sweet for you, so you understand how important innovation and actual adaptations are. So keep yourself open, be adaptive. In e-commerce niche, you have to be adaptive. That's how we actually met our criteria of 5 million to 30 million. I don't want to make this video too long. You've seen, I mean, through the whole process here, there was a very, very important process that we spoke about. So thanks for watching, guys. As you can appreciate, Sterling's is not just an e-commerce accountancy firm. We do understand e-commerce very well. And your accountants need to understand that if they want to help you to grow your business. If there's anything else that you think we can help you with or create more content towards to make it more beneficial for the high growth entrepreneurs like yourself, leave a comment and we'll try to produce a video for you. How about that? Is it cool? Right, don't forget to press the like and share this video. And if you really, really want to see more, do subscribe. Thank you very much.